Raymond Johnson was born in Sheraton, Iowa in 1891, but he grew up in Portland, Oregon. When he was 20, he attended the Chicago Academy of Fine Arts, and then he went to the Chicago Art Institute. When Johnson traveled to New Mexico in 1922, it changed his life and convinced him to move there so he could paint. He spent the rest of his life there painting. When he moved to New Mexico, he founded a group for art appreciation. He used this group to spread interest in abstract art. When I first saw this piece, I had thought that it was an eye. After staring at it for a few minutes, I decided to read the display tag next to the painting, which told me that this painting was supposed to be space. Once I had read it, the painting made more sense to me. The yellow circle in the middle was the sun, and the gradient of colors was supposed to be space. The lighter colors were closer to the sun, and the darker colors were further away from it. The way that the colors are layered helped to drive the space theme home. This piece first caught my eye with all of its different colors and light and airy space tone. This piece was created in 1945 after the artist had moved to New Mexico and the painting was acquired by the Spencer Art Museum in 1948. During the time that he created this piece, there was a lot of competition between superpowers to see who could explore space travel first. With this in mind, I think that all of Johnson's watercolor paintings were affected by the worldwide interest in rockets and interplanetary travel. I think that this painting shows the human curiosity of exploring what we cannot see. The darker parts of the painting symbolize space beyond the sun, so perhaps Johnson was trying to arouse national pride in what the United States was trying to accomplish with space travel and to test the limits of what we can do. What does this painting make you think of? Does it make you wonder about what's beyond our solar system? Does it make you want to fly into space? Think about these questions as you admire this wonderful painting. This has been Dylan with another Bulldog Podcast.